Hi everyone, and welcome to the Food for the Future podcast, live from the World Food Forum headquarters in beautiful Rome, Italy. I'm Listia, your host, and I'm thrilled to introduce you to our latest episode, Voices of Tomorrow. Today, we are shining a spotlight on the inspiring young interns at the World Food Forum who are at the forefront of transforming agri-food systems and driving sustainability and innovation forward. Joining me for this exciting discussion is our co-host, Alexandra, and together we will be exploring how these forward-thinking individuals are making their mark on the future of food. Get ready for an inspiring and enlightening conversation. Let's jump in.
So before we dive into our conversation, let's get started by hearing from our guests about their experience. To kick things off, I would love to know, what do you enjoy most about being part of a global initiative like the World Food Forum?
I am Agnes Pfeiffer. I am from the coordination team of the World Food Forum. I'm from Budapest, from Hungary. And what I enjoy the most about being part of the World Food Forum is the incredible opportunity to collaborate with passionate people from all over the world, which have all united, they are all united by a common goal, which is tackling food security and sustainability and creating solutions for the future. And the diversity of perspectives and the expertise is truly inspiring and leads to some really innovative solutions. So being part of the World Food Forum community is also engaging with a network of dedicated professionals who are all committed to making a difference. And this energy and shared sense of purpose among participants create a dynamic and inspiring environment. It's not just about addressing the immediate challenges, but also about developing sustainable solutions that will benefit future generations. In essence, the most rewarding part of my involvement with the World Food Forum is the chance to contribute to meaningful progress on the global scale. And this happens alongside a community of like-minded individuals who are equally passionate about creating positive change. As we all know, youth are the future, and their involvement and leadership in their initiatives give me a great hope for the future sustainable world that we are all striving to build.
Can you share a specific project or a task you worked on during your internship that made you feel like your contributions were valued and impactful in the agri-food sector?
Hi, my name's Grace. I'm from Australia and I'm an intern at the World Food Forum's education program. And for me, one of the most rewarding initiatives that I have worked on has been the Educators Network. So the Educators Network highlights a really important group involved in youth engagement for agri-food systems transformation, and that is educators, both formal and informal. It's really interesting at the moment because it's in its takeoff phase, which is quite rewarding because it's a lot of brainstorming, a lot of creativity. So it's a lot of meeting and having dialogue with really inspiring educators. And what I really like about this initiative is it's about agency and having this bottom-up approach where it's agri-food educators expressing the problems that they see and giving them the space to collaborate with each other to find solutions. And we at the World Food Forum are just giving them a platform to be able to do this and to voice these things. And the other thing I like about it is it valorizes the role of educators and encourages this kind of global dialogue on agri-food systems transformation, which we then see has a ripple effect in educational settings where young people not only feel informed about agri-food systems today, but they're also galvanized to take action for the agri-food systems of tomorrow.
In what ways have you observed that the World Food Forum is incorporating youth perspective into their strategies and decision-making processes? How does this reflect on the future of agri-food systems?
Hi, so I'm Takshma. I'm currently interning at the Youth Assembly at the World Food Forum, and I'm from Mumbai, India. I'm currently in Rome to support the work of the Youth Assembly. And what we're doing is very interesting. Essentially, our work at the Youth Assembly is divided into two spheres. One is that we conduct assemblies that are focused on regions, and we have 6 regions that we look at, right from the Asia and the Pacific and the East, all the way to North America and Latin America and the Caribbean and the West. So it's 6 regions that pan globally, and we conduct assemblies, which are essentially sessions to ensure that we have local youth perspectives on the challenges as well as the solutions that rest within the agri-food system. At the Youth Assembly, we also focus on thematic areas of discussion or topics, and these range right from the Committee on Fisheries, Forestries, and sort of different themes that we look at. What we also try to do is, through different consultations, surveys, and events, gather youth perspectives and then see if these can be channeled into policy priorities that eventually are incorporated into intergovernmental processes. So that is the way we're trying to collect youth voices and perspectives, and also relay this at a higher level so that their priorities can be reflected at the intergovernmental level. So one of the great things about my job is that I get to speak to youth from all across the globe and really understand that in their sort of local areas, through their expertise, through their sort of interactions and daily lives, what are the challenges they're facing. And it's actually quite inspiring because you get to see the wonderful work that's being done by the youth across the world, but you also kind of have perspective into what exactly are the areas where that need to be addressed, where is it that impact needs to be made. And that sort of realigns and motivates me to sort of work towards what we're doing currently at the Youth Assembly.
What key skills or insights have you gained from your internship with the World Food Forum that you believe will be crucial for your future career?
Hey, my name is Lucas and I'm from Germany, and I'm an intern at the culture program here at the World Food Forum. Well, I focus a lot on establishing partnerships and collaborations within the culture program and also beyond with various different organizations and entities within the agri-food system sector. And we do this in order to expand globally and also to empower youth across the globe to actively shape and transform agri-food systems. And it taught me a lot, especially in the areas of communication, especially communicating the World Food Forum's mission and ideals. And I also learned a lot about finding synergies with other networks and organizations, and I think it's really important also for the future and my future in the field of agri-food systems, because I believe that finding synergies and establishing partnerships is crucial for any organization, because it's how you grow, and it's also how you access funding and initiate new projects. And also finding partnerships and collaborations not just beyond, but also within the World Food Forum is important, so we can work together in the various different programs to expand and to disseminate our mission and our ideals, which are fundamentally there to empower youth globally to change agri-food systems.
Can you describe how the World Food Forum fosters a collaborative environment among its interns and how that influenced your professional growth?
Hello everyone, I am Anjali Sebastian. I'm from India and I am a communications intern here at World Food Forum. I handle digital content and media relations. Talking about fostering the World Food Forum fosters collaborative environment amongst its interns by introducing interdisciplinary projects, and by that I mean there are different tracks at WFF, but we ensure that the interns get an opportunity to work between these tracks, and we work in multiple teams at the same time. We have the flexibility of joining different teams for different projects if that is something that interests us. A recent example would be the Use It Up challenge that we had last month, and multiple teams were involved in this Youth Towards Zero Food challenge, and that really helps us build team working skills. We also have a very open communication channel, and our track leads are really approachable. I do not have to think twice before knocking at their door and walking in and asking them a question about a recent project or involving me in any upcoming projects. We also have the space to take up our own initiatives. A recent example would be the gender task force that has just been put into place, and how a lot of interns from different tracks are involved in it, and so that we have inputs from throughout the office. Talking about professional growth, the World Food Forum so far has enhanced my team working skills and helped me develop a lot of leadership skills, because even though we are interns, we are still given the opportunity and the responsibility to lead projects and take them to completion.
Thank you for being part of this engaging conversation and for hearing the perspective of our youth. It's clear that the next generation is ready to lead the way. To learn more about the World Food Forum, follow us on our social media or visit our website at world-food-forum.org. See you in the next episode.